Welcome to Building a Life of Prayer with Pastor David Beatty of River Oaks Community Church, taking you through the prayers of the Bible so that you can grow in your confidence and enjoyment of prayer.
Thank you for joining me today as we talk about building our prayer lives. We've been looking at the example and the prayers of the Apostle Paul, who wrote many of our New Testament books. Today, I'd like to look at Paul's prayer for the church at Philippi. And we read about his prayer for them in Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. He writes, "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God." We notice that Paul begins his comments here by giving thanks to God when he thinks of the Philippian believers. "I thank my God," he writes, "in all my remembrance of you." This reminds us of the importance of approaching God with an attitude of gratitude, even when we're praying for the needs of other people, when you're praying for friends or family members, people in your church, people who need God's intervention in life or his healing or some type of life change. It's always good to begin by approaching God with gratitude, thankfulness for the people for whom you pray. Paul adds in verse 4 that he always makes his prayers for them with joy. And he does that, he says, because of their partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Apparently, the Philippian believers had been partners with Paul, either by financial support or prayer for him, and he considered them partners with him in the work of the gospel. And then he writes something interesting. He writes, "I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." How could Paul be sure that God, who had begun a work in the Philippians, was going to bring it to completion? Well, he continues by saying, "It's right for me to feel this way because I hold you in my heart." Paul's trust was not in his own ability to make disciples, but in the work that God would do in those whom Paul was teaching. But Paul was part of the process of their spiritual growth by his prayers for them. That's why he says, "I hold you in my heart." And then he begins praying very specifically in verses 9 through 11. "It's my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment." Now, this is important for us to note. Paul's praying that their love, which was already present, would grow more and more, and that their love would abound with knowledge and discernment. That is, they'd grow in love, but they'd also grow in discernment, knowledge, wisdom, so that they'd approve the things that are excellent. And Paul writes that they'd be filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and the praise of God. This is a wonderful prayer, Philippians 1, 9 through 11 in particular, to pray for yourselves, to pray for your family members, to pray for your friends in your churches, that our love would abound more and more, that we'd be filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. I encourage you to learn this prayer of the Apostle Paul, to memorize it, to apply it. It's already inspired by God and can be a powerful influence in our own lives of prayer.